And I'll go over the injury report to start with. Tyvon Branch didn't practice. Andre Girard did not practice. Kaluka did not practice. Pashos did not practice. Menelik Watson did not practice. Wisniewski was back out today, limited, and Tracy Porter was limited today in practice. So, but I thought we had a good practice. I think our guys are focused in. I think we understand the challenge that we have in a good Pittsburgh Steelers team. That's coming off of two straight wins against two tough opponents, and we know what the challenge is that's set in front of us, and it'll be key for our guys to come out and play well. We get a chance to come back in front of the home crowd after being off for a week, and we're excited about it. So I'll open it up to questions.
How encouraging to have Wiz out there on Wednesday, and how much of a lift like if the team?
No, I think that's huge. I mean, I think what he means to our offensive line, the type of player he is, his intelligence level, that helps us with a lot of the communication, not only in the protection schemes, but also in the run game. So I think having him back out there is a big boost for us.
Even more so against a team that brings so many different looks and blitzes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, communication is going to be critical, against this defense and making sure that we can identify, where the rushers are coming from. And Wiz has done a great job of that for us all year long, and so it's good to have him back out there.
So you feel pretty good about the way he practiced, not more so than just being out there?
Yeah, I felt like he moved around good. All signs are that he's going to be ready to go.
How much did the week off help Darren physically? He's been a little limited.
Well, I think it helped all our guys. Some of our guys still aren't able to get back out there yet, but I think having that time off really helped a lot of guys to get closer to being back out there if they're not. And some of the guys that were a little bit banged up, having that time off really got them refreshed. And they look, our guys look fresh out there working this week.
Do you think that Darren is as close to 100% as you can be in week 7 or 8?
I don't know percentages. I don't think anybody's 100% at this point in time of the year, but he looks explosive.
Pashos and Girard close to getting back out there, you think? You don't know yet?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, what they're able to do, the rest of the week. And if they're able to go, then that'll obviously be a big boost for us. But if not, Matt McCants will go over and play the right tackle. And we'll probably look at, having to make a move to get Jack Cornell back up to the roster. We'll see if that's a possibility or not, but we'll see.
From the outside, it seems like Matt has played pretty well at that right tackle spot, given his limited experience.
When he's had the opportunity to go in there, he's done some good things. And so, and that's, I think you guys asked me the question the other day about, getting the, these young guys getting experience and how that helps us down the road. I mean, for a guy like him to be able to get out there and play, he started the San Diego game for us and, played a lot in the Kansas City game, so he's gotten some experience, which will help him come Sunday.
Can you talk about the versatility of your offensive linemen in general, and what has the process been like for you having to, with all the moving parts? Is it kind of like a who's on first situation from week to week, or
well,
what's it been like?
I'll say this: I mean, in the NFL, you deal with this, all the time, and backup players have to be able to be versatile. They have to be able to play multiple positions because you never know when the injuries are going to come. And guys have to be able to, when their number's called, they got to be able to go out there and perform. I think our guys have done an admirable job of doing that when they've had the opportunity. And guys have stepped up, and they're going to have to continue to step up. And when you're down in one area, some other guys are on the team are going to have to step up and play big for us. So that's just part of the deal in the National Football League. And, we're facing the same challenges that, a lot of other teams are facing.
You were talking on Monday about getting better within your core runs and something that you looked at during the bye week. How much of that is blocking? How much of that is your running backs making the correct decisions?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit of everything. I think that's one area that we want to continue to try to work on and to improve, and we have improved in that area. We've had some explosive runs, not only from, some of the zone read stuff, but we've had some explosive runs, in our core run game. That's just an area that I think that we need to continue to work on to improve, because I think we've got to be able to be a balanced offense to be able to be effective.
Denarius Moore is on pace for his first 1,000-yard season. What's been the key to probably his best season yet, Coach?
Well, I think he's been more consistent. I think his work habits have improved. I think he's doing a better job of focusing in and understanding what his responsibilities are, what his job is, and he's getting to the right spots. And then when the ball's gotten to him, he's made the play. You know, I mean, again, you know, it's really not that complicated. It's you know, when guys go out there and work, and they focus in. And they do their job, and when they get the opportunity, they make the play. You know, you generally have success.
What's Pittsburgh done the last 2 weeks that allowed them to win after four losses? Have they turned something around that you've seen?
Well, I think as a team, they've played better football. You know, they've really put an emphasis on the run game offensively. Which has, you know, kept them on the field a little bit longer. They've controlled the time of possession, you know, and they've protected the football. And then, you know, their defense has done a great job of, you know, keeping the ball in front of them, not giving up the explosive plays. And when teams have gotten out of the red zone, they've done a great job of making them have to kick field goals. So, you know, this is a good football team that we're playing. Make no mistake about it, and they understand how to win. They know what the formula is to win in this league, and they've done a really good job of it the last couple of weeks.
What makes Dick LeBeau so good? I mean, just as another a fellow defensive coordinator, I'm sure all you guys look at him and what he does, and year after year he keeps doing it. What do you see?
Well, he's been doing it a long time, mm-hmm. And been doing it at a high level for a long time. I mean, they've been a top 10 defense for the last 9 years there. I think it's the consistency of what he does. You know, I think he gives you a lot of multiple looks, you know, and makes it look complicated for the offense. But yet, there's some concepts that they have that, you know, where they're able to make it easy for their defense. And they've had a lot of good players play really well for him. You know, and I think that's always key to being a good football coach is, you know, having a bunch of good players that go out and play well.
Rod Woodson was saying that he doesn't even use a call sheet. He just – it's all in his head. Is anybody else in the league do that, defensively?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I think we all have the call sheet that we walk out there with. But the great ones are able to – they're able to adjust. They don't – you know, they don't call the game off a card. They call the game off a feel. And he's obviously done a great job of that.
Mm-hmm. How crucial is this point here? You're coming off a bye, and then you've got two home games. Is this the point where you can turn things around?
Well, I think it'd be big for us to come off this bye and get a win, and start the, you know, what I'm saying, stretch run of the season, and start it off right. You know, obviously it's, you know, this isn't make or break. But this is a big game for us, and we need to play well, and we need to get in these games against good teams and find out ways to win.
Your guys, you know, passing game is last in the league right now. What do you guys have to do to just be more effective?
Well, it's a lot of different things. You know, I think it's Terrell as a young quarterback still continuing to learn how to play the quarterback position, to make the right reads, to get the ball out on time, to throw the ball with accuracy. I think it's, you know, protection, which is, you know, the offensive line, it's the backs, it's the tight ends, everybody's involved in that. You know, and then it's the receivers getting the timing down and making sure that they're in the right spots for Terrell. So there's a lot of factors that are involved in that. I also think that our ability to run the football and run the football effectively will help us in the passing game. So there's a lot of elements that are involved in it. We're continuing to work on it, and I think we're going to continue to get better.
Do you see any similarities in how Pryor and how Ben play? It seems like they're both good at extending plays and making the most out of them.
Well, I mean, obviously I think, you know, from that standpoint, there's a little bit of a comparison, but I think they're really two totally different quarterbacks in my mind. You know, just from an experience factor alone, you know, Ben Roethlisberger's been doing this for a long time at a very high level, and he's one of the better quarterbacks in this league. So, You know, I don't think we need to get into comparisons there. I mean, both of them have mobility. Both of them can extend the play. I'd take Terrell in a race, all right, but Roethlisberger's, you know, pretty big in the pocket and tough to get down.
Dennis, is Lamar Houston stepping? Is he stepping up like you guys had hoped he would?
I think he's done a nice job. I mean, he's leading our team in sacks right now. He's had a lot of pressure on the quarterback. He's got to continue to work to get better. He's got to continue to work to get better in the run game. But I think he's doing the things that we need him to do, you know, for us to have a chance to have success on defense.
Anything more, guys?
Yeah, Dennis, on the heels of the push penalty in the game, Patriots-Jets game the other day, it seemed like there are too many rules in the game that a lot of coaches and players don't even really know about.
There's a lot of them, all right? There's a lot of them, and sometimes it's hard to keep them all straight. But, you know, I mean, that's, you know, part of what our job is, and you know, that falls on me as a head coach to make sure our players are informed of what the rules are and make sure that we don't have those, you know, costly penalties. So, but yeah, there's a lot of rules. Yeah. Like golf, but I don't pay attention to the rules in golf.